I think it's important for people to understand exactly what's happening. It's been a very confusing process. And to try to simplify it, this House Bill 1801 is another budget trying to bring back the $6 billion that was vetoed by the governor in the budget in December. So we're now presenting another budget trying to get all of those funds completed in there for agriculture and education, and doing that without increasing taxes, which is very important to the people of my district. And when you're looking at that, you're also looking at making sure that we have the right amount for education, and this has $278 million for education for pre-K through higher education, and the basic education is going to be distributed with the new funding formula that the Basic Education Commission decided on. So those are important things for people to remember.